perhaps?
Well, Britain is waking up to a cloud of uncertainty today. Final election results are still up in the air, but forecasts say Theresa May has lost her majority and there will be a hung parliament. Amid calls for Prime Minister Theresa May to stand down, she remained stoic when she spoke a short time ago.
I know that, as I say, the country needs a period of stability. And whatever the results are, the Conservative Party will ensure that we fulfil our duty in ensuring that stability so that we can all, as one country, go forward together.
Now, we are expecting to hear from the Prime Minister again in around an hour. Ian Dale is a political commentator and LBC. He's the Drive presenter, and he's been covering the election all night. And Ian Dale has just got off the air, actually, and joins us on the program. Morning your way, Ian. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. Yeah, 10 minutes ago. I was on air for 7 hours. Quite a night.
Yeah. So what is the latest? It's pretty much looking like a hung parliament, is it?
It is. The Conservatives need 326 seats to get an overall majority. They went into the election with 331. It looks as if they're going to get around 315 to 320, so they will be short of an overall majority. Now, that doesn't mean to say that Theresa May can't continue as Prime Minister, but her authority in the Conservative Party is shattered. And I think there is a real 50-50 chance, maybe more than 50-50, but in the next hour or two, we will see Theresa May resigning as Prime Minister.
Well, even some of her own political colleagues in the Tories are saying, well, you know, it might be a good idea to stand down.
She has run a lamentable election campaign. She called this election ostensibly on the single issue of Brexit leaving the European Union. She demanded a bigger majority to give her more impetus in the negotiations with Brussels. Well, the electorate haven't given her that. And these negotiations start in 11 days' time. I think it's inconceivable that they will start in 11 days' time now. I think Brussels will say, well, Britain needs a period of reflection and stability, and they'll probably delay those negotiations starting. And that would leave room for a leadership contest in the Conservative Party. But it's not clear at all as to who would take over from Theresa May. Mm. It could be Boris Johnson, the Foreign Secretary. He's very popular in the Conservative Party nationally, not so popular among Conservative MPs. David Davis, the Brexit Secretary, he stood for the leadership in 2005. I was a part of his campaign, and David Cameron beat him. But he forged a very good reputation as Brexit Secretary, so it could be him. Amber Rudd, the Home Secretary, she's just squeaked home by a few dozen votes in her constituency. It could be her. So an incredibly unstable time ahead in Britain, and it couldn't have come at a worse time.
How possible is it that Labour could form a government?
It's possible, but almost impossible, if you see what I mean. They're going to end up with about 270 seats, way short of what they need for an overall majority. They could cobble together some sort of what's called a supply agreement with some of the other parties. There will not be a coalition, and it would have to be a sort of big rainbow coalition if Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, were to try to put it together. But I don't think anybody seriously thinks that can happen.
Is one of the options here another poll? They're talking about October.
Oh, my God. Please, God, no. I don't think anybody will have an appetite for another election this year. I think if that happened, it would be a resounding defeat for the Conservatives on the back of this election campaign. So I wouldn't rule anything out. We've seen Brexit. We've seen Trump. We've now seen Theresa May lose her majority. I don't think any Conservative Prime Minister over the next 6 months is going to want to risk another election.
Right. So I guess there's some shock at this in the UK. What does this mean going ahead for Brexit then? Is that an issue?
I mean, we will have to leave the European Union. I don't see any way that that's not going to happen. Whether we leave it in quite the same way that we would have, I've no idea. I think these are all issues up in the air. There's going to be huge instability on the financial markets. The pound is already tanking. If New Zealanders want to come to Britain for a holiday, they're going to get the deal of a lifetime over the next few months. Now, that would be great for British exports, but it will also stoke inflation. It could do real harm to the economy. So it's a really unstable time. I can't remember. I mean, I'm 54. And I have to think back to the IMF crisis of 1976 to think of a time when Britain has felt so unstable.
Right, and the pound's here floating down already. So what do you put this down to? So May, she gambled, didn't she? So it's backfired. Was it a disaster of a campaign? What do you put all this down to?
It's really interesting because she went into this campaign with huge popularity ratings. People considered her to be a strong and stable prime minister. That was her catchphrase in the whole campaign. Britain needed a strong and stable government. She had a 20-point lead in the opinion polls. How any Conservative prime minister can lose that kind of lead during the course of a five-week election campaign remains a mystery. Against the most left-wing leader of the opposition that we've had in this country since the early 1980s, and Michael Foot, said he wouldn't press the nuclear button, dubious dealings with the IRA, said he was a friend of Hamas and Hezbollah. I mean, I could go on. And yet, he's got around 42-43% of the vote. Political analysts will be studying this election for decades to come.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? So what happened here, though? Because the Conservative vote is actually up about 6%, Labour's up 10%, but yep. UKIP lost 11%. It seems what? The UKIP, they've gone to Labour, have they?
Well, the UKIP vote split much more evenly than most people thought. It actually went around 50-50. So there was no great advantage for the Conservatives there. People always assumed that UKIP was built up of former Conservative voters. That really has not been the case. You also had the third party, the Liberal Democrats, the centrist party, also tanking. They've actually gained a couple of seats, but in percentage terms, they've lost votes. So we've reverted essentially to a two-party system, which we've had for most of the last century, apart from one or two little blips. And that will probably now stay for quite some time. Minor parties in this election have been absolutely trounced.
Ian, thank you so much for staying on to talk to us. Appreciate it indeed. That is Ian Dale, political commentator and LBC Drive presenter out of London. It is now 4:17.